Dr. Rice, how are you?
I am great. How are you? Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you so much for coming on and helping out our Mandy. She's having some troubles here with her 10-year-old daughter.
That's right. Basically, there's two main problems that I've been having with her lately. One is that she's always afraid somebody's going to come in our house and kill us.
Oh.
Two is she's always afraid that I'm going to pick up my stuff and leave and find somebody else. So it's kind of hard to just, separate the two and explain that these things aren't going to happen. She just doesn't understand or grasp anything I tell her.
Okay, so she's having some anxiety.
Yes, she has tons of anxiety.
Okay, so we call that anxiety.
Yes.
And kind of what happens when a person is going through some major anxiety is, when you're not feeling anxious, you're not experiencing significant anxiety, you have this fear, oh, somebody could break into my house, and then you say, oh, it's unlikely, and then you put it aside.
Uh-huh.
Or my mom could pack up and leave, but she loves me, she loves us, she's not going anywhere, and you put it aside. When you're anxious, that goes around like in the olden days, like a broken record, mm-hmm. and you can't put it aside. And anxiety makes you think that horrible things that are unlikely to happen are actually very likely to happen.
Huh.
So it feels very real to her. And she, it doesn't, and it just keeps going around and around and around, and she probably can't put it aside very effectively.
So how do you, as a parent, explain to your child that this is not reality? I mean, it's not a possibility. I mean,
it's her reality, though.
Yeah.
But how do you, this sounds weird. How do you break somebody's reality and say what you're feeling is not real? It's valid and I understand it, but it's not real.
Okay. Well, and you're right. For her, it is very real. And I think what you want to give it a name, and you want to basically say, you know what's happening right now? I think your brain is playing a trick on you. I think that your brain is making you think that a really bad thing could happen when really, it's very, very unlikely to happen. There's a wonderful book out there that I have used a lot with kids, and 10 years old is perfect. It's called What to Do When You Worry Too Much.
Oh, I love that.
And it's kind of a little workbooky, but it's adorable. It has cartoons. And the beginning of the book talks about how worries are like tomatoes. And if you plant a tomato seed and you water it and you pay a lot of attention to it, it grows and grows and grows until eventually you'll have so many tomatoes that your parents will pack you, a tomato sandwich, and you'll be cooking tomato cookies and making tomato ice cream. Mm-hmm. But then if you don't pay attention to the tomato plant anymore, it withers and dies. And worries are a lot like that. And the more we pay attention to them, the more they grow. And if we stop paying attention to them, they will go away. And then it goes on to teach kids about how worries can, freak us out, and then how we can boss the worries around and tell the worries to get lost.
Mandy would be giving her daughter the power to deal with these anxieties herself.
Exactly. And explain to her. So what we do in therapy basically is we make the worry, like the worry monster, a thing to tell off. So we kind of externalize it. We kind of make the worry something, and we're like, the worry guy, the worry monster in your head is like the bad guy, and he's torturing you, right?
Uh-huh.
Telling you lies, he's freaking out. So let's tell him to get lost, because I'm staying, and this is very unlikely to happen. We have an alarm system, and we live in a safe neighborhood, so we need to get the worry bully to, get lost.
So is it?
And that's a really helpful thing to do.
So Dr. Rice, so for every sort of worry where, I feel like this is great, but it's going to take some work, because each worry that your daughter has, Mandy, you're going to have to sit down and say, okay, so here's why this tomato, you're putting more water on it, and here's how you need to, this is why this isn't a valid tomato
right.
on someone wanting to kill you.
No. Right now, your daughter is having a lot of anxiety.
Uh-huh.
And right now, because it's all connected. She's worried about her safety.
I see.
So really, the root of it is just one thing.
Right, it's her safety. It's her fear.
That makes sense.
So I don't think, and typically when you kind of get a handle on the worries, it's sort of a broader, you can sometimes address it. I mean, you address them individually, but really it's one thing that's creating all these individual worries.
Does that make sense, Mandy?
Absolutely. I feel so refreshed just hearing you say that. It makes so much more sense to me now.
And so when she's looking for reassurance, mommy, is somebody going to break into our house? If you say, no, sweetheart, you're safe, you're actually validating the worry.
See, because I was wondering why she would never, like, she kept coming back into my room. I would explain it to her, and she would keep coming back in with the same exact worry. So I was like, this is not getting through.
Right. So what you say to her, is the worry bothering you again? Can you tell that worry to get lost? Because if you reassure her, you're validating that her worry is legit. As opposed to calling a spade, which is that worry in your mind is really causing, it's really creating problems for you. Just tell it to go away, you know? It's making you be scared of something you don't need to be scared of.
Fantastic.
That is incredible. I love it so much. You are awesome.
Now, Dr. Rice, if someone is listening, they're like, oh my gosh, my child is doing the exact same thing. How do they get in contact with you?
They can go to our website, which is Rice Psychology, if they can spell it, .com, ricepsychology.com. And we've got a lot of information. And also on my Facebook page, there's blogs and stuff about anxiety at Rice Psychology.
Well, perfect. We will link over to you on our Facebook page, facebook.com/The Miguel Show. Thank you, Dr. Rice.
My pleasure. Good luck. Hey, and call me. If it doesn't go away, call me. I'll be happy to help you out.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. You're awesome.
No problem. Take care.